woman from Texas, Lizelle Gonzalez, has filed a lawsuit against prosecutors along the U.S.-Mexico border who initiated a criminal case against her for self-managing an abortion, resulting in her being charged with murder and spending two nights in jail before the charges were eventually dropped.
The federal court lawsuit, filed by Gonzalez on Thursday, comes a month after the State Bar of Texas fined and disciplined the district attorney in rural Starr County over the 2022 case in which Gonzalez was charged with murder for the death of an individual by self-induced abortion. Paul Gomez reporting.
On Saturday, a three-ship convoy departed from a port in Cyprus, carrying 400 tons of food and other essential supplies destined for Gaza as concerns about hunger in the territory continue to escalate.
World Central Kitchen stated that the vessels in a barge were loaded with enough provisions to prepare more than 1 million meals, including items such as rice, pasta, flour, legumes, canned vegetables, and proteins. Additionally, dates, traditionally consumed to break the daily fast during the holy month of Ramadan, were also on board, Liam White reporting.
A massive salvaging operation is currently underway to reopen the port of Baltimore following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The Navy has mobilized a lift-capacity derrick barge, a 400-ton lift-capacity revolving crane barge, and a 160-ton revolving crane to assist in lifting the debris from the water, a colossal undertaking that is in progress. Officials have stated that the section of the bridge trapping the cargo ship Dolly weighs between 3,000 and 4,000 tons. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Tensions are running high at South Dakota's largest prison on Saturday after two nights of disruptions at the facility.
A media group posted a live video to X of an incident at the South Dakota State Penitentiary in Sioux Falls on Thursday night. Inmates in the video could be heard yelling, "We have rights," and "water." A spokesperson for the South Dakota State Employees Association informed KSFY-TV that inmates had also set fires inside cells. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Convicted Rust Film armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed must remain in jail while awaiting a sentencing hearing and cannot have a retrial, according to a ruling by a New Mexico judge.
On Friday, District Court Judge Mary Marlowe Summer ruled against requests made by Gutierrez-Reed's attorneys, denying their motions to overturn her conviction, grant a retrial, and order her release from jail as she awaits an April 15 sentencing, as reported by Variety. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A 21st birthday party turned deadly when two men in their 20s were fatally shot early Saturday in Jacinto City, Texas, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
The party had about 50 people in attendance and featured a live band. Police said it was unclear whether the deceased were partygoers or suspects, according to a post from Sheriff Ed Gonzalez on X. Shots were fired, and at least two people were struck. Kyle Norris reporting.
As these incidents have gained traction online, the New York Police Department said on Friday that they have identified seven instances in which TikTok users have posted about being randomly punched in the city.
Two suspects have been arrested so far, but the NYPD stated that there is no evidence that any of the incidents are related. Police said that while there are numerous unprovoked attacks daily in the city, TikTok has just become a platform for dissemination. Jim Kender reporting.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced its new emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles on Friday, which the agency claims will avoid 1 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions.
The move comes in an election year when the Biden-Harris campaign is working to demonstrate achievements in their climate agenda. The new standards impact vehicles such as freight trucks and buses manufactured for model years 2027 to 2032.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.